Hi, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. They can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Boonville. The July meeting has been canceled, and the August meeting will take place on the 16th of August. The meeting will be held at 106 Keller Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations that would like to check in?
This is KZ2FMK Portable. My name is Joe. Good evening.
KZ2FM, Joe, how are you doing this evening, and how was your day?
Very good. We took advantage of the collection recycling stuff today. You got a quick cleanup out of the house, the cabin. You'd be surprised at what you find that you store away like a little pack rat, but... We were able to get it cleaned up, and with the weather a little overcast today, we were able to get some outside work done also. Back to you.
All right, very good, Joe. Sounds like you made good use of the day. We had started out with nice, sunny, looked like it was going to be great, and then clattered over, and you just kind of fit things in where you could, depending on what the weather would allow. So. Well, glad you checked in with us. You have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Are there any other mobile, portable, or battery-powered stations that would like to check in?
KC2NVU portable.
KC2NBU, Ray, we haven't heard you in a while. How are you doing?
Good, just getting back from the motorcycle rally. The BMW Club had a national rally out in Hamburg, New York. Usually it's out in Montana or California or New Mexico or some faraway place. This year they had it right in their own backyard, so had to go. We're just getting back from that. Had a beautiful weekend and wonderful weather. It's a good trip overall.
Oh, that's great, Ray. Glad you were able to check into that and enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend so far. It's been quite nice. Weather's been good even today. We had a little mist here and there, but up this way, but nothing interfering with any kind of activity. You know, you were on the alert for rain, but tomorrow's going to be a great day. From what I see on weather, we're going to have a super day, and hope everyone gets to enjoy it. All right, Ray, thanks for checking in, and I'll move along to, let's see, we got Echolink stations. Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
KD9SQC, Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay, I had a little noise background here. Could you repeat that for me on the call sign?
Name's Matt, Lafayette, Indiana.
I've got the N1, but I didn't catch the last.
I got his call sign here on the Echolink portal here. It's KD9FQT, Kilo Delta 9, Foxtrot, Quebec Tango.
Okay, thanks, Jeff, for the aid on that. I just didn't copy it. I don't know why. KD9FQT. This is N5ALW. How are things your way?
KD2AIT, you got bumped off there. I think he was having a connection issue.
Okay, Jeff, I'm glad you were able to help out with that. I just, you know, couldn't copy him on a couple of returns on it. Okay, are there any other Echolink stations that would like to check in? Come now. All right, not hearing any. This is N5AOW, Net Control, the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA to you.
KC2QQR, good evening, Bob and all.
Okay, we've got four more. We've got KC2QQR, Chuck. WA2U, John. KD2AIT, Jeff. N2PFM, George, we haven't heard you in a while. You've been hiding somewhere or you had radio problems? Anyway, we're glad to hear you. Lead us off on this one.
Well, good evening, Bob, everybody else on the net. No, I haven't been feeling too well, unfortunately. I've been homebound for a while, probably will be on and off for the next 3 to 4 months. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 64 degrees after a temperature range today of 60 to 75. And, we had a little bit of sun most of the day, no rain, but a little sun, peaks of sun here and there, didn't make much electricity, if any. And did all mowing, did about three-quarters of the weed whacking, and probably after church tomorrow, maybe I'll do the rest of it. So, not too much else to report. Glad I got my computer back. I haven't had a computer in a week and a half. I don't want to go into that one. When I run first, I noticed this one wasn't acting right, and I ended up with one that took out my old spare one here, which actually is a little newer than the one I'm using. Didn't work. Put it down to piece of junk. I was the one that had it go down there. Every time he thought he had it right, it wouldn't work again. Well, finally, it's working right, so I'm glad of that, and they say the white van's been sitting here all most of the time, so not much else there. Changed my whole diet and everything, and I'm feeling a lot more vegetables, no more sugar, no more heavy meat eating or anything. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s, less more vegetables, though. And 2 p.m., I'm clear.
Okay, George, well, glad to hear you, and I'm sorry to hear you were sick and had problems there, but hope you're on demand. Well, as for the computer, doggone things don't ever seem to be doing what you want them to do when you want them to do it. And one of those things you have to kind of adjust to, I guess, or find somebody that can give you a few answers on it to get things straightened out. All right, well, you have a good evening, and glad to hear you again. You take care and have a great day tomorrow. Okay, Jeff, what's going on with you, KD2AIT?
Well, good evening, everyone. It's KD2AIT. I'm doing all right. Sorry to hear George is under the weather a little bit. Hopefully the new diet will pick you up. I've been on a low-carb diet for a long time. Gives you a lot of energy, so if that's what your doctor's moving you over to, you'll find it very energy-boosting at some point. You also drop a bit of weight when you get on, at least right at first anyway. So enjoy it. You'll appreciate the energy boost. Let's see. We had my 10-year anniversary, me and the wife, there last night, so we went up to the Ocean Blue restaurant up there in Utica, which was a very nice place. I was happy. You know, you hear about these places, and they're supposed to be really good, or you get there and you're disappointed, but we weren't disappointed. It was a good time. Utica was jam-packed with stuff going on last night, so, and then, we headed back here and got a little closer to home and met up with some friends and family, and we had a good time. And today went down to the transfer station there, and we picked up a whole dump trailer full of that mulch they give away down there. So going to be doing some, going to be planting some fruit trees in the garden, and I got to get a whole row set up with, I got to fill in some compost and stuff, and then cover it up with some paper, and I needed some mulch to top it all off with. So me and the boy went down and borrowed the neighbor's dump trailer and had a whole bunch of it, and it should be good for the season. And plan on putting on some apple trees and peach trees and maybe a couple pear trees, and we'll see what happens with the blueberry bushes and etc. Getting that time of year to start planting that stuff.
Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency and a repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had Chuck, John, Jeff, George, that gentleman, I got to check his call and get his name. And we had Ray and Joe, which was mobile this evening. 7-3 to everyone. Have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. 10-5 AOW clear.
QQR for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, which is currently being held on the 145.170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now. This is Octane, looking for stations with or without traffic. All are welcome, of course. This is Austin. All right, final call for Austin. This is KC2QQR. I'm looking for any stations with or without traffic that would like to check in for Octane tonight. All are welcome. Okay, with nothing with nothing heard. 73 is Paul. He's listening. Have a wonderful evening. Good day tomorrow. JC2QQR going back to net frequency and clear.